Ideally, the park to be totally refurbished and rebuilt from the ground up is what the goal is, because the equipment there, it's a bit dated and not really fit for purpose, and it's coming up to its end of life. The manufacturers say its well-maintained version of that equipment should last about 30 years. It's coming up to 30 years now, so it's great that council are going to rebuild that park, because it's such a key area and it's used by so many people, right between two schools, very family heavily orientated area. So it's great news. It's 2 years away. What that budget is for that particular part wasn't disclosed to me, but I know they're going to need a significant amount to rebuild a new park. So 2 years' time, we'll wait and see.
Would you just be able to explain what you've been told by the council with regards to the short term and the long term plans for the park?
Yeah, the short term, I want to see the park made safe, basically. They have started to do the flooring. The really severe flooring that's been a trip hazard for a long time has now been addressed. However, there is still a lot of flooring issues there. Kids run around, toddlers run around. There's huge gaps between this rubber mat and flooring and the tarmac that is just not really safe. Apparently, that is in the current work process to get fixed. But it's been all summer now, so hopefully any day now. And the actual shackles, it looks like the shackles for the chains and the swings have been replaced, those that need replacing, by replaced by ones that are actually fit for purpose this time. So that's good. Making safe until 2027 is the minimum of what we expect. I have seen addition of two park benches, which is absolutely great. It makes the area, instead of just a park, a more family, more welcoming area. People can turn up with their picnics. It's somewhere that people can actually sit and get together now. The older kids, somewhere to have a sit and have a chat. For me, it's great that they're going to do this new park, but the way the park is reviewed currently, it's currently looked at, reviewed once every 2 weeks, which is great. I've done a freedom of information request to ask for what these reviews entail. And all I've been sent is a date, basically. Every 2 weeks is just like yes, no, just yes, the park has been reviewed. Not what that review entails. It's just a date, and then it's happened. So with this new park, I really hope that their review process is looked at.